family, friends, and food. Yeah, that's right. That's what we're going to be talking about today in this week's episode of The Journey Journal. I get it. If you're struggling to lose weight, things probably get even more complicated when you're out and about with friends and family, especially those family cookouts. You know what I'm talking about. We eat all kinds of food and, you know, we try not to stand out and be the oddball when we're out with friends. And, you know, it's different when we're alone. You know, we eat whatever we want when we're alone, or we stick to our regimen when we're alone. But man, when we get out and about with friends and family, and y'all at a restaurant or some other social event, sometimes it gets challenging. So we're going to talk about the role that social eating plays in weight loss. So stick around to hear the rest of this episode. Welcome to this week's episode of The Journey Journal with me, your host, Oscar Camejo. And if you're tuning in for the first time, The Journey Journal is actually a spinoff of my main podcast, The Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast, which publishes every Wednesday. The Journey Journal comes out on Monday, so thank you for tuning in. You know, when it comes to hanging out with friends and family, food plays an important role. I get it. So when we're out and about with friends and family, you know, it's all about having fun and having a good time. And, you know, sometimes it just gets overwhelming for some people when, you know, you're trying to do right. You're trying to eat healthier and make better choices when it comes to your health. And here we go. You have this big bowl of salsa and chips and nachos and all this other stuff that's in front of you. It could be at a cookout, and they got these ribs and hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff, you know, you're trying to stay away from. Oh, and don't let me get into that table with all the sweets. You know, your aunt made that her favorite pie, or this person made their favorite custard and cake and muffins and all kind of stuff, and you're struggling. You know how it is, you know, especially, you know, with the big salsa bowl, you know, you're just talking and, you know, you dip once, you know, you get a little bit of the salsa and it tastes good. And before you know it, you're 20 chips in and you ain't even gotten to the main food yet. Trust me, I've been there. Listen, you know, sometimes in those social settings, you don't want to feel like the oddball. You know, before you know it, you see such and such getting seconds. So you automatically get up and get seconds too. So in this week's episode, we're going to be discussing how not to be influenced by how other people eat. That includes family and friends. I know it's a struggle. I get it. And we're also going to be talking about my recommendations for finding balance when it comes to eating in social settings. You know, living healthy shouldn't be complicated, but sometimes we make it real complicated. We get frustrated because automatically, you know, we're trying to live healthy, right? We're trying to do the right thing and we just get stuck sometimes. Listen, I've been there, done that. I know how it is. Matter of fact, I went out to eat, you know, a couple times this week with some friends, and they know how I am about eating food and, you know, eating healthier and healthy options. So, you know, you get those friends that joke about, you know, how I eat and stuff like that. But they also ask questions. You know, legitimate questions, because they also, you know, they respect the fact that, you know, I'm on this journey. So sometimes they ask questions because they too want to live a healthy lifestyle. So I respect that. I dig it. I can get it. So what about you? You know, our environment plays a very important role in how we live. What I mean by environment, I mean our circle of friends. As a matter of fact, one of the four things that I tell people to examine when they're starting this health journey is their environment, you know, their circle of influence, their friends. And before we know it, you know, we're adopting certain habits and certain behaviors, basically based on the people that we hang around with the most, you know, like that old saying, I'll tell you who you are by the people you hang around. You know, grandmama was right. So, but at the end of the day, I don't want you to feel bad or to feel discouraged if you, what they call, fall off the wagon. you know, we all make mistakes. You know, we all slip back sometimes, but it's not about us falling or how many times we've fallen. It's how we get up and the fact that we keep getting up. So I want to encourage you all straight out the gate to be encouraged with where you are in your journey. You know, weight loss is not easy, especially if you have other complications such as type 2 diabetes, which is what I dealt with. And thank God I was able to reverse it. You know, you may be dealing with hypertension, high blood pressure, you know, and some other things, high cholesterol, you know, some thyroid issues. You know, there could be a number of other conditions, inflammation that affects a lot of things in the body. You know, I get it. And here you are trying to live a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, you're trying to lose weight, and obviously eating plays a major role where that's concerned. So you definitely have to evaluate how you're living and how you respond when you're in certain social settings. A lot of people don't know this, but I have a background in sociology. So not only do I have a marketing background, an English background, but sociology. Matter of fact, sociology, you know, the study of human behavior and how we interact with each other and how we behave in certain settings, that's something that fascinates me. It always has. We have certain idiosyncrasies or certain things that we do by habit. Like when we get in an elevator, you know, we tend to do the same thing. You know, if we get on by ourselves or if we get on with other people where there's strangers involved, you know, there's that awkward silence and everybody looks up at the numbers and stays quiet for like 80 hours. You know, it's weird. And there's no difference when it comes to social settings. When we sit down at a restaurant, you know, and you have that menu that's in front of you, you know, you can't control what the restaurant provides. You just have those options that are right in front of you. So when we get in those situations, they're a break from our normal routine. It's different from how we eat when we're at home, even if we're eating at home with family. You know, you go to a restaurant, you have that menu with like a million choices, and 90% of the choices on there are stuff that's probably not that great for you if you're eating it all the time, like every day. So you already deal with some anxiety with choosing food, you know, and that's why some people, when they're in an environment like that at a restaurant, you know, they ask somebody else, hey, what are you going to have? Oh, well, I'm going to have this, that. But imagine both people were like, I don't know, what are you going to have? And they keep going back and forth. Then they ask a third person, that person don't know what they're going to eat. So everybody's just like, we don't have control over what is placed before us, but we do have control over what we put in our bodies and what we choose to put in our bodies. So in this episode, I want to remind you that you are empowered to make better choices when it comes to your health and nutrition. Does that mean you have to eat healthy every single day? Of course, that would be my preference. It would be my preference for you to make wiser decisions. But when you're in those situations and you feel the pressure, you know, because everybody else is, you know, eating the nachos with all the sour cream and cheese and all this other stuff, or, you know, again, you're at the cookout and they just have all this stuff that you know is a problem food for you. Or you get invited to someone's house and they have a whole bunch of bread and pasta there. And you already know you've been trying to work on, you know, not eating as much starch and reducing your carb intake and all of that. And here you are, you got a mound of bread. That's like the first thing that's put before you, whether you're at a restaurant or you're at your friend's house or grandmama's house. And who's going to deny grandmother the opportunity to feed her babies? Nobody. Nobody wants to get in trouble with grandma. I get it. And so you just feel this social anxiety. But at the same time, in the back of your mind, you're like, don't eat that bread. Don't eat that pasta. The other part of you is like, eat it anyway. Just enjoy yourself. Eat it in moderation. I keep saying that I'm going to do an episode on that whole philosophy of moderation and whatnot. I just have my own personal soapbox that I stand on when it comes to quote unquote moderation. That's going to be a very interesting episode. In any case, so when it comes to our environment, you know, it's different from our normal routine. Let's say you eat healthy, quote unquote, throughout the week. And here it is, it's Saturday or Friday night or Sunday, and, you know, you're out and about, or you had a cookout, and it's like, okay, you're faced with these decisions, you know, whether it's, you know, a wedding, and the wedding cake is just staring at you and is like your favorite icing on it. You know, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm working on something. No, don't eat it. Don't eat the cake. Then the other side of you says, eat it. You're here to have fun. Live a little. And you know, oh my gosh, there's so many scenarios I can think of right now. You're probably thinking of some that you probably were in recently. You probably went on vacation and you just start, quote unquote, wilding out, as they say. And you came back from vacation and you remember that huge steak that you ate every day, fellas, ladies too, you know, or some other food. You probably ate rice all the time or pasta or just, you know, but you had a good time though. You know, you were with your friends and family or your loved one, you know, probably an excursion with your wife, you know, your husband or somebody, anyway, let me leave that alone. So, number two, you know, I'm kind of going in order here. So yeah, number one was your environment. You know, you get affected by your environment. And sometimes when you're in that environment, number two, you have no control over the options, like we mentioned earlier. And it's like, okay, you feel overwhelmed and you get this sense of anxiety. And you just feel like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do in this particular situation? And then to the icing on the cake, no pun intended, is you have peer pressure that you have to deal with. You know, you probably heard statements like this. Come on, you're eating a salad again? Live a little. One French fry won't kill you. It's true. One French fry may not kill you. You know, or you hear, man, I can't see how you do it. You know, I can't be in bondage. Free yourself. Have fun. Eat whatever you want. And you free yourself and you eat whatever you want. You know, man, I remember once, I'm going off on a tangent here, but it's very relevant. I remember being invited to a coworker's home. This was years ago, not any of my current coworkers. And their relative was having an event. So I went, you know, and they had this mac and cheese and some other stuff there. And in my gut, you know, you had that gut feeling. My gut was telling me, do not eat that food. And I, you know, I'm a spiritual person. So I think it was God telling me, hey, don't eat that food. And I want to say what the weird thing is, I even had a dream the night before that I went somewhere and ate some food and got sick. So the dream came true, folks. Yes, I went to this thing and I'm looking at the food and I'm like, don't eat it. And at the time, I didn't remember that I had a dream about it. But sure enough, I ate the food. And when that food started to digest many hours later after I got home, I was so sick. So moral of the story, follow your gut, follow your gut instincts, folks. So now how to handle situations like that? You know, I wanted this episode to be really short and sweet. You know, what do you do when you're in situations like that and you feel the pressure from your loved ones? You know, what do you do when you are in a situation where you have options there that you have no control over? What happens when you're in an environment where other people are overeating and you feel the pressure to overeat too? Because again, you don't want to feel like the odd person out. Well, I want to encourage you by giving you some really practical things, but it's a way how to handle those scenarios, because we all get in those scenarios, right? We all been there before. I want you to, number one, be sure of yourself. Be sure and be confident of who you are and where you are on your journey towards good health. Because you see, when you put your stake in the ground, if you will, when you plant your foot firmly on your decision to live healthy, that decision is going to be challenged. It's going to be put to the test. So you have to remain confident and secure in your decision. Now, that's going to take on many forms that looks like different things, but you have to be sure of yourself so that even if you do enjoy yourself and eat whatever's there on the menu, you know, whatever you choose on the menu or at the barbecue or wherever, you know, you don't come away feeling guilty. Because, you know, guilt and that emotion of guilt, it can really set you back if you allow it. So number one, be confident and secure in your decision to live healthy. And that takes time to develop, especially if you've probably been beating yourself up for a while for making bad choices in the past. I get it. Been there, done that. Number two, I want you to get to the point where you change your attitude when it comes to food and social settings. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, your attitude up until this point may be, you know, hey, whatever's there at the party or the wedding or the barbecue or at this relative's house, I'm just going to, you know, just eat whatever because that's what we do. You know, when we get together, this is what we do. And I'll deal with the other stuff later. I'll deal with eating healthy later. You know, that may be your normal attitude. But if you're working on something, you may need to reframe your attitude and reframe your mindset around food. Because just because, you know, you go to the social event every year or every weekend or every so often doesn't mean you always have to make the same choices. You know, you're not stuck. You're not stuck with the options that are given you every single time. Remember, nobody's forcing us to eat unhealthy foods. We have a choice. We have control. We don't allow food to control us. We don't allow our environment to control us. We can control how we approach and handle food. Now, the next thing, number three, I want you to make your health journey very clear. Now, what do I mean by that? That doesn't mean you only have to make it clear to yourself, but you have to make it clear to the people around you. It could be from your spouse, to your kids, your coworkers, your other family members, your extended family members. They need to know that you're on this journey. And that brings up a good point. How many people even know that you're on this health journey? Are you doing this all by yourself in secret and, you know, and nobody knows? So you keep getting pressure to eat a certain way because, hey, nobody knows what you're doing. You may be embarrassed, I guess, because of maybe you're at a certain size or whatever. And you know, you're trying to make some changes and it's like, you know, let me just do this in secret. But, you know, you don't have to keep going at this alone. You know, I often talk about having an accountability partner. You know, having an accountability partner is very important, especially when you're in situations like this, you know. Again, make your health journey crystal clear so that when you get in scenarios like that, you know, it's good if your friends and family know ahead of time that, oh, yeah, you know, you don't eat a certain way because you're working on something. You know, people will respect you more, I believe, the more you stick firm to and stand firm on your decision to live healthy. Okay, next. Be aware and be mindful. You know, when you go into a situation, party, social event, no matter what it is, be mindful and be aware. What I mean by that, it's, you know, be cognizant of the fact that, hey, okay, you're present, you're here, you're in this environment, you see what's on the menu, be aware of what's on the menu, and be aware of what's going to be a problem for you. You know, it'd be great if you knew ahead of time that, you know, they're going to have just fried food or they're just going to have nothing but pastries, a social event where it's a birthday party and, you know, it's going to be cake everywhere. So knowing that ahead of time, even if you know which restaurant you're going to go to, you know, there's certain apps that'll tell you, you know, what is on the menu. You know, you can either pull up that restaurant's website or look on Yelp or Open Table and look at the menu options. So, you know, ahead of time, hey, you know what? I'm going to eat this, 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 and that. I'm going to stay away from that because you know such and such, the person that you're going to meet, they like to have this and they like to order rounds of nachos and all this stuff and cheese dip this. And, you know, that's just how they are, you know. And you know ahead of time when you walk into that situation what you're going to order. So that would be my recommendation. Be aware of what's going on and be mindful so you're not caught off guard. And lastly, now this last one may seem like it goes against all the other stuff I've been saying, but it's not. At the end of the day, that one order of French fries or that one hamburger or even that one pork sandwich that you may order, that one thing may not hurt you. Again, I don't know your metabolic situation, but I want you to enjoy yourself, bottom line. If you enter a situation and all that's before you are these different options that may go against your health routine, knowing that ahead of time, you know, it still empowers you. Don't feel like, oh man, you know, I ate this piece of bread and now I'm going to gain 1,000,000 pounds and it's going to throw off my whole routine. Don't beat yourself up, okay? You hold your head up. If you eat something that's outside of the norm, it's okay. Listen, when I go out with friends, whether it's at a Mexican restaurant or an all-American restaurant, you know, sometimes I may have a burger. You know, I don't eat fried chicken anymore. That's just a personal option, personal choice. But I believe if I do eat a piece of fried chicken or something like that, you know, I know it's not going to hurt me because I live a lifestyle of health and nutrition all the time. But I already know that even talking about eating fried food kind of like turns my stomach. So I listen to my gut now, you know, but on occasion I may eat French fries and I don't go overboard, you know. If there's roasted potatoes on the menu, you know, let's say if they have baked chicken and broccoli and roasted potatoes, I may get the roasted potatoes. I don't eat a lot of it. I control my portion sizes now. You know, you don't have to eat everything that is before you. You can eat half and give the other half away. You know, you may have some hungry kids at home waiting for you to get home. They want to eat the leftovers. So anyway, I'm being facetious on that part. But you get my point. At the end of the day, I want you to enjoy yourself no matter where you are, because that's the whole purpose of being in a social setting. It's to enjoy the company that you have. You know, we just came through this pandemic. Well, we're still in it. And a lot of us were just separated from loved ones for so long. And now, you know, a lot of us were getting back together with our loved ones. And so at the end of the day, social settings are good for us. You know, we can still choose healthier options. Or, you know, if you want, just eat ahead of time. You know, you don't have to eat what's there. You can eat ahead of time and be full before you get there. So, you know, okay, no matter what's there, I'm not going to eat. So I guess that's like another recommendation. At the end of the day, feel good about yourself. Don't get into this emotional roller coaster of, you know what, I failed and, you know, I'm not successful. And then you just give up, cave in and quit, and you just throw in the towel. No, I keep telling you, I'm not going to let you give up, cave in and quit. So stop talking like that, okay? We're here to encourage each other. So get to the point where you are no longer struggling to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Change your mindset about yourself. Change your relationship with food. As I've been saying lately, food is for fuel, not for comfort. When you get in those situations, those social environments and social events, you know, understand what food is for. It is for fuel. It is not to make you happy. Food is not there to bring you joy, even though you enjoy eating. I enjoy eating. But food is not there to make us happy. Food is there to fuel our bodies. So when you start looking at food as fuel, then you can start approaching food differently. So when you see that cake, you can ask yourself, okay, yeah, I know I love sweets. I know I have a sweet tooth. I have sugar cravings. But at the end of the day, is that going to benefit me or work against me? So that help you make better decisions when it comes to food. Usually at these parties and get-togethers, you know, they may have some fruit and salad. That may be the only thing that you eat, you know, that and maybe some chicken or beef. You know, you don't have to eat the bread and the pastas and all the other stuff that you know is a problem for you. So in any case, that is going to conclude this week's episode of The Journey Journal. As always, I appreciate those of you who listen, follow, share, and subscribe to this podcast. You know, the whole premise of this podcast at the end of the day is to help diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. Now, you may say, hey, Oscar, I'm not a diabetic. I don't have type 2 diabetes. I'm not dealing with, a lot of these issues that diabetics deal with. Well, I get it. I still would like to know that you find value in this podcast. Maybe you do know someone who is a diabetic and needs some encouragement. So tune in each week. Have them to tune in each week. Have them to subscribe. I guarantee you that if you follow the practical steps that I give you each week, you're going to see results. They're going to see results. Because at the end of the day, my goal is to help you live a focused and fit lifestyle so you can feel alive every day of the week. As always, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back because you can, and most importantly, trust God. You got this. I believe in you. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.